At the North Providence company called Training Through Placement, these disabled workers were paid between $1.57 and 14 cents an hour, while students at the Birch School in Providence were paid between $2 and 50 cents an hour. They did this work segregated from the general population, which the DOJ says violated the Americans with Disabilities Act. Eve Hill oversaw the probe for the DOJ's Civil Rights Division.
Even 23 years after the ADA, the state of Rhode Island and the city of Providence have allowed their low expectations to create a system that left people with disabilities no choice but to be separated from society.
Former workers at Training Through Placement will receive back pay, and the state says it will phase out the seven other sheltered workshops in Rhode Island by 2016. Catherine Welch, Rhode Island Public Radio.